This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Mike Burchell, last name B for boy, U, R, C for Charlie, H for house, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. First name is Mike, M for Mary, I for India, K for kite, E for Europe. Date, April 11, 2025, period, new paragraph. He's a 51-year-old male patient who comes with a history of noticing higher blood pressure in last 2 months, and on his Apple Watch, A for Apple in capital letters, P for Peter, L for Larry, E for Europe, watch W, A, T for Tom, C for Charlie, H for House. He has been alerted 2-3 times with the episodes of atrial fibrillation as per the patient since January 25. He also gives history of shortness of breath at times with mild activity and sometime even at rest, where he will have to take 2 or 3 deep breaths to feel better, period. At the same time, he says he is in a good physical shape, so he can walk about 3 to 4 miles, and he has been doing that for some time at a frequency of 4 days per week, period. He says if he's asked to climb 4 flights of stairs, he would get some shortness of breath at the end of climb, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. He also gives history of chest tightness, where he would feel in the lower retrosternal area feeling of heaviness, and when that happens, he will take 2-3 deep breaths with the relief of symptom, which can happen in a short duration, maybe 1 or 2 minutes or less than that, period. During the daily walk, he does not notice any chest tightness or chest heaviness. So most of the episodes of chest tightness or chest heaviness are at rest or with minimal activity, period. No history of palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension, where blood pressure is not well controlled for about 2 months, period, is not on any treatment, period. No history of diabetes, coma, hypercholesterolemia, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. He is 5'9" tall and his weight is 194 pounds, period. He has gained about 20 pounds weight in last 5 year, period. He is in a cells. S for Sam, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, S for Sam, S in capital letter, which is a high stress occupation, period. He went into cells, S for Sam in capital letters, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, S for Sam, about 1 year ago, and since then he's under considerable stress, period. He remains active because he, for his occupation, he has to go place to place, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. He does tend to have sinus problem, period. the paragraph socialistly. He quit smoking 30 years ago, and prior to that he did not smoke any significant amount, period. He decreases coffee intake to 2 cups a day about 2 weeks ago, period. Prior to that, he used to take about 5 to 6 cups of coffee per day for at least 6 to 10 years, period. He takes alcohol occasionally, period. New paragraph. Family tree. Father is alive at the age of 72 years, and he has a high blood pressure and hypercholesterolemia, period. Mother is alive at the age of 72 years, and about 2 years ago, she had a cerebrovascular accident, period. New paragraph. Patient says he has a problem of snoring. S for Sam, N for Nancy O, R, I for India, N for Nancy G, period. So he may have a sleep apnea problem, and he's planning to have sleep study done in near future, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses, which are 3/4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremities is 126/90 mmHg, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a 1 plus S4, period. No S3 or any significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. The abdominal aorta pulsations are not palpable, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, period, no significant abnormality noted, period. And no significant abnormality noted, period, new paragraph. Analysis, the patient has a uncontrolled hypertension, period. He was advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, period. He was advised about proper blood pressure technique at home, period. He was advised to maintain the records and bring his blood pressure instrument next visit, along with his home blood pressure records, period. Since he's under increased stress, he's also advised to learn a relaxation technique which will help him with the blood pressure control, period. He was advised incentive spirometer, incentive, I for India, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe, spirometer, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, R, O, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, period. He was advised to continue walking, but not to increase his activity significantly, period. New paragraph. He was told that if in next week or two, if his blood pressure gets under control, then we may not have to treat him with medicine, period. He was told that at this moment, we do not have any objective evidence of atrial fibrillation, and plan is to continue to observe him, period. In the meantime, he should consider taking the treatment for his sleep apnea, because obstructive sleep apnea may contribute to hypertension and potential for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation or permanent atrial fibrillation, period. He was also advised to consider doing coronary calcium score, and plan is to do chemistry 12, CBC and lipid panel. Lipid L for Larry, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, and for D for David, lipid panel P A, and for Nancy, E for Europe, L for Larry, period. His symptom of chest pain and shortness of breath are somewhat atypical because they generally happen at rest and not with activity, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, number one, symptom of chest tightness and chest heaviness, period. Next line, number two, shortness of breath. Next line, number three, hypertension not controlled. Next line, number four, atrial fibrillation reported by Apple Watch, which may not be reliable. Apple Watch, A for Apple in capital letters, P for Peter, P for Peter, L for Larry, E for Europe, period. Next line, number five, history suggestive of obstructive sleep apnea, period. Number six, his occupation is a high stress work, period. Number seven, history of frequent sinus problems, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.